When the election of Pope Francis was announced in 2013, the nuns in the St. Rocco Parish in Chester County had an extra sense of glee, remembers Monsignor Francis Deppman.
And of course, I was trying to hear who it was, and everybody was screaming and jumping up and down, and you know, I wasn't even sure what had happened or who it was that was elected, but the sisters recognized it right away because, you know, some of the sisters are from Argentina. They recognize his name right away. So they were very, of course, very happy.
The nuns of the Order of the Servants of the Lord are devoted to the Virgin Mary. They are all named Mary, but to distinguish themselves from one another, they call themselves names attached to the Virgin, like Stella Maris or Mary Aurora and so on. They were selected by Cardinal Anthony Bevilacqua in 1996 to serve St. Rocco's Spanish-speaking parishioners, says Mary Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, the Mother Superior. She's elated by Pope Francis's visit.
I think he's going to bring a fire back into our Catholics in this country. Just his presence, he's very humble, very open, very loving, speaks truth, but speaks it with great love. And that's what's speaking most to the people right now. That's what our people need. They need hope. They need hope amidst all the stuff going on, amidst all their sufferings, their pains.
This Sister Mary, a New York Puerto Rican, is in her late 30s. Hers and the average youth of other nuns in the order has been a plus for the church in more than one way, says Father Deppman.
And they have had a lot of vocations. They've had about 10 young girls who have entered into the convent. Some have left, but the majority have stayed and, you know, are now part of the order.
Avondale, where the church is located, is not too far from Kennett Square, and the landscape is populated by wide windowless buildings, the mushroom barns, Las Hongueras. Almost half of the mushrooms in the U.S. are cultivated here. This very specialized and labor-intensive form of agriculture is the main source of work for thousands of immigrant farmers. The majority are Mexican and devout Catholics, says Monsignor Deppman.
I came here in February 1990, and we started off as a mission. When I first came, it was just one mass, and eventually developed to seven masses, one on Saturday, six on Sunday.
Today, his parish and church, St. Rocco, is one of the most active in the region. It serves approximately 10,000 families. So every week, the church and school buzz to the whirlwind of ceremonies, masses, weddings, baptisms, catechism classes, and communions. Deppman has been in this area for decades, and he says he's seen a stable community develop and thrive.
People have jobs, they have a lot of work. People that, when I first came here, were living in little apartments or barracks and the mushroom farms, now own their own home. They have their own car. Their children are going to college. They've achieved what many people would say is the American dream.
Some of the people have opened restaurants and small businesses or have bought the mushroom farms they once worked for. With education, most of their children have moved on from agriculture. But the flow of immigrants continues, not so much from the border with Mexico, but from other areas of the country where jobs are scarce and immigration laws are stricter. So the parish has not escaped the shadow of fear that permeates poor immigrant communities, fear of being detained and deported. It's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask Sister Stella Maris what would she hope the Pope does during his visit.
Yo quiero que el Papa sepa que las familias, los niños y la gente que sufre.
She says, I want the Pope to know that people who suffer will elevate their prayers and will ask his benediction to all people to help the suffering, the poor, and the families divided by immigration. Sister Stella Maris adds that most parishioners stay close to their houses, schools, and workplace, and don't venture too far away. They tend to flock to church and community events like the Fair of St. Rocco, when a grand mass is followed by celebrations, games, food, music, and traditional events pepper the fields surrounding the church. In the garden, Benito Morales is keeping a close watch on his rambunctious granddaughter.
Más que nada es ahora sí que cambiar todo esto que estamos viviendo, más que nada sobre lo, hablar sobre lo de migración.
He would like to ask the Pope for his blessing and prayers for a solution to the immigration woes of many of his compatriots. 16-year-old Sammy Plasencia performs in a traditional Mexican folkloric group. He lives in Delaware, but he still comes with his parents to worship in St. Rocco.
I'd ask him, what could we do to help with immigration so we wouldn't have trouble with the law?
For WHYY, I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.